got me running high when you're screaming my name. Alright, but let me tell you now, there are prices to fame. Alright. All of the time spent in flashes of light. All you people, can't you see, can't you see how your love's affecting our reality? Every time we're down, you can make it right, and that makes you larger than life. Crowd and I see your body sway. Come on, wishing I could thank you in a different way. Come on, 'cause all of your time spent keeps us alive. All you people, can't you see, can't you stay?
Dylan.
Okay. I was not really a fan of this. It was kind of out of your range, like Guild Dragons. And like,
yeah.
You guys noticed the music get like awkwardly louder at some parts, like for 2 seconds.
Yeah, it kept on like, yeah, going from being louder to softer.
And then you had like, it was kind of whiny. Like, you were trying to, like, put on this, like, boy bandy style voice, which I wasn't really a fan of.
Well, boy bandy isn't, like, whiny. I've never thought of it as whiny. Maybe
well,
it is, I don't
like
know.
They have a kind of weird thing going on when they sing.
Yeah, it's like a nasally whine pop thing.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, like, I think you could have been more, like, excited, too. Like, there wasn't a lot of, like, energy, which is odd, because normally I feel like you have a lot. So I wasn't a huge fan of this. Yeah. What did you think of Jeffers?
I think this was just also kind of like Go Dragon, just too high for him. It didn't sit good in his range, from what I heard. My first note was, "Hi, Dylan. Let's see how this goes." And then I was like, "Oh no." When it got into the chorus, your energy and performance was not bad in the verse, but the higher and higher it went on, the less and less of a performance I was getting from this song. And your syncing with the background vocals was not good in a lot of places. Like, you tend to drag behind, especially in like the chorus and the part leading into it. But yeah, it wasn't too bad. I still liked it. It just wish you pick something lower. It's hard having performance when you're so high up there.
And like NSYNC and Backstreet Boys have lower songs, guys. So like you don't have to pick these higher songs. Like their slower songs are like lower, so I'm confused.
Yeah, and I feel like people could have better emotion on slower songs, so I'm not sure like what the point was. What did you think about the two friends?
Okay, I wasn't sure if Jeffers was in. My first note was, no laugh, no! I laugh at
Oh God, that hurts.
the beginning. I was like, where is the laugh? I also noted that it was too high for you, but yeah, not as bad as Gil Dragons. I liked the first half, but I thought you were gonna build it. Like, by the time it got to the, like, all of the whatever keeps us alive part, I thought you're gonna like build it because that's how the song goes, and it just all stayed at the same level. And I was kind of sad like that you didn't do any of like the background like type of runs and stuff at the end where like every time we're down like that type of stuff, and you just like sang the chorus. Like this wasn't bad, but like yeah. It wasn't great. This was another one where it was. There were parts of it, like yours last week. There were parts of it that I liked a lot, and then there were parts of it that I didn't like. So, I'm kind of iffy on this one.
On the plus side, we weren't creeped out, though. That's a very good thing.
That is true.
Very, very true.
I can
You
sleep
can't
easy
be
tonight.
creeped out
Thank
by
you.
Backstreet Boys.
Well, that's debatable. That's
Jeffers.
very debatable, Valk.
Dizzy is up
Yay!
next, taking the spot
Ready to
of
move on?
Moniker Silent, who,
Dizzy.
thank you, let me know way in advance that he was dropping. So Dizzy had a few days to work on this, which was good.
Yay!
Yay!
I'm glad you're back,
Oh,
Dizzy.
wait, did Dylan send it to the right spot?
Nope.
Oh, he did not.
No.
Shame.
For shame.
Yeah. Seriously. Come on, guys.
Thank you.
anything. Believe in a body, do a better thing. Gotta run, gotta break, gotta go, gotta take everything that I pray, never did fall. Gotta hump, gotta bump, never sit on the stunt, never quit from the swell of a lump. If you really want it bad, you can't never drag your feet to the beat, to the sound of the feet, even if you got heat. Whoa, never take your mind off of the beat.
There ain't no excuse for losing your feet, counting your defeat on this road of life.
Do your thing.
There ain't no excuse for coming up short. The ball is in your court, so look up and touch the sky.
Welcome back.
Yay! I'm okay. So happy you're back.
What? Yeah, we're happy you're back.
Yay!
I think that this was a very nice comeback, Dizzy, from last week. I'm glad we were able to bring you back, because I really like this a lot. Mm-hmm. I've never heard the song, but it's really cool. I want to go look this up after. The mixing, I liked a lot. I like the compression you use on certain parts of your vocals. And I also like the very sparingly use of auto-tune in that one section in the middle.
Yeah, I love the little auto-tune parts. Those are awesome.
And your layering was good. Yeah. Which is very crucial for boy band songs. And your rapping was cool. Let's see. I also have down, this was a really nice part. Yeah.
Jennifer's is in love.
Pop princess is going to be dizzy.
Gotta fight some other person first.
Yes, you have to fight me. Jeffrey's pop star.
But... Someone before Rochelle.
Oh, shh.
You gotta fight the real one first.
The real one? I insulted.
Anyone, anywhere, bring it back to Dizzy. What was I saying? I like how this sat in your range. Because the high parts sat very nicely in your head voice, and you could also use your chest voice in the lower parts. A note here and there was a little slidey for my liking. Instead of hitting it straight on, you kind of slid up into it. But overall, I thought this was a great comeback. So yeah. What was that?
I was laughing at the chat. Because we had a chat about Faded was excited that tomorrow... is Thursday, which means the next day is Friday, and I said, good job, Rebecca Black, and she was like, ha ha ha, she has taught me so much, and Valk said, we can learn many things from Rebecca Black, and she goes, where would we be without her, and I looked at the chat right as Ambie said, on a Tuesday, and I thought that was, like, really funny. So I couldn't contain my laughter. I'll go next. Even though I think it was Val's turn to go next, I'll go because I'm already awkwardly talking. It was really cool. Like, this is a really good song to come back with. Like, you had a lot of cool effects, and like your rapping was really good, and your like energy was super high, and like it just fit really nicely. Like, I think you had a really, really great. I think you had a really great like. Attitude. I don't know, like, I just really enjoyed it, and I agree that, like, it kind of, like, as opposed to last week when you picked, like, something that sat in a weird place in your range, this, like, this worked in a sense, because, like, it sounded, like, a tiny bit too high for you, but it, like, made sense for the song, and, like, you had a thing, and, like, yeah.
It was, like, falsetto high, so it was fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't that intermediate stage.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is it my turn now? This was, like, fantastic. This is, like, an awesome comeback song. I'm, like, oh, that was so good. I don't, like, my only note was, like, there was, like, one of the layered harmony sounded a little off. And, like, that's it, really. Like, this is so good. And, like, the rapping was awesome. And I loved the mixing. And, like, dude, this is really good, and I'm glad you're back, and you came back with the song. I don't think you're gonna be cut again, so I'm happy.
Good job, Dizzy.
High-potting this, it was so good.
Yar, good job. Up next, I think we have Omi. Yeah, Omi's next.
Oh boy, Omi. Two falsettos.
The brothers falsetto.
Oh, snap.
The brothers falsetto.
Like a Shakespeare play.
Okay.
To make you come home, yeah. Seems so long ago you walked away, left me alone. I remember what you said to me. You were acting so strange, and maybe I was too blind to see that you needed a change. Was it something I said to make you turn away? To make you walk out and leave me go? If I could just find a way to make it so that you were right here, right now. I've been sitting here, can't get you off my mind. I tried my best to be a man and be strong. I drove myself insane, wishing I could touch your face. But the truth remains, you're gone.
You're
gone, baby, you're
gone.
Girl, you're gone, baby girl, you're
gone.
You're
gone,
you're. I don't wanna make excuses, baby. Won't change the fact that you're gone. But is there something that I can do?
Ooh.
Won't you please let me know?
Ooh.
The time is passing so slowly now. Guess that's my life without you.
Guess that's my life without you.
And maybe I could change my everyday.
Ooh.
But maybe I don't want to. So I just hang around, find some things to do to keep my mind off missing you.
Yes,
I know with my heart, you can say you don't love me too. Please say you do. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've been sitting here, can't get you off my mind.
Can't get you off my mind.
I try my best to be a man and be strong.
Be a man
I
and be strong.
Insane, wishing I can touch your face.
Touch your face.
But
the truth remains.
You're
gone.
Baby, who will I turn to?
but we are apart. Am I still in your heart? Tell me why don't you see that I need you here with me? Oh, I've been sitting here, sitting here, can't get you off my mind. I'll try my best to be a man and be strong. Say, wishing I could touch your face, oh, but the truth, remains.
Some indistinguishable language was just spoken.
Okay. Let's see. I believe Valkyrie is first on this one.
I think this was better than it needed more improvement. You're easier to understand, but you still needed to open your mouth more and enunciate more.
I think as far as, like, understanding him in this one was that the layering was, like, really difficult.
Yeah.
I have some notes on that, but, yeah.
It had more emotion, but it still needed more, but it was, like, you got to some semblance of emotion this week, so I'm happy. And, like, one of harmonies sounded consistently off throughout the song. I think it was the lower one. Well, at one point the higher one sounded off, and at one point the lower one sounded off. It was kind of, like, kind of weird harmonies, and I was surprised because you're usually, like, right on with harmonies. I liked the runs that you threw in, and I liked the chorus was nice. The verses were nice too. Like, I think that my main issue with this were the harmonies, and, like, it needed a little more emotion, but it was still performed pretty well, so there you go. Good job.
Yeah, I think that, like, you bumped up your performance, which was really nice. Because I know that, like, in the past, we've given you notes about doing, like, just having more emotion in performance in general. But I agree, like, I think that, like, it was really hard to understand you at some of the parts when, like, when you were, like, layering yourself, and, like, I think one of your harmonies was just, like, slightly off pitch or something. So, I didn't dislike that, but, like, I think, like, it was very, like, middle of the road for me.
Tonight. Yeah, it was middle of the road for me, too.
Like, I think that just, like, work on, like, putting, like, layering yourself better, like, making some of the layers quieter and having, like, the main melody shine through, because it got confusing, like, what I was supposed to be listening to.
Are you done?
Yes.
Okay.
I didn't make it clear. I was like, whoa.
Yeah. Again, my notes are fairly consistent with the other two. I was not a fan of your layering very much on this. You just need to mix them a lot softer, because they just drown out your main vocal line completely, especially in this one in the chorus. So just make them softer, or, like, reduce their frequency so they don't, they're not as sharp in the mix as they are, and I can help you with that if you want later on. But the other thing that bothered me with the layering was the syncing of them, especially when you ended notes, because whenever you would end a note on like the main melody line and each harmony line, they would end at different times, so it sounded really sloppy at the end. So just be careful about that. I appreciate your not fail mic this week. Good job on that. And
yay.
I felt like your runs could have been a little bit cleaner in the beginning. And yeah, just more emotion. And I think if you layer less, it will let your emotion on your main line, melody line, shine through better. So
yeah, because this one like had emotion, but then the harmonies are kind of drowning it out.
Yeah, the harmonies like definitely overpowered this, and I think that you would have done better to have not had that. Are you guys good? Yeah. Okay. Spaz Cakes.
Oh wait, Omi sent this to everyone.
Oh
yay,
Omi!
Good job, Omi.
Yes. And Dizzy didn't send it to everybody, but that was my fault because I just was like, "Send it to me when you're done," and like didn't even. Do it. So we don't have to. We don't have to yell at him this week. So
yeah.
Spaz Cakes is up next.
Yay!
Yay!
Awesome.